Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The second baseman, Roy Schalk. Batting third. The first baseman, Kirby Farrell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Johnny Dickshot. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Orville Grove. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Orville Grove. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Irv Hall. Batting second. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mayo Smith. Batting sixth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Greek George. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Wilkins. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobo Newsom. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bobo Newsom. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses takes first base on ball four. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newsom fields it and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to second. One out. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Dickshot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshot hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Dickshot reaches second base with a double. Moses scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker takes first base on ball four. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck takes first base on ball four. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Grove. Peck moves to third. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert takes first base on ball four. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Peck scores. Siebert moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels strikes out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kel juggles the ball. That's an error on Kel. Two outs. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greek George is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. George hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Wilkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. George settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 1 in the game. Schalk hits a line drive towards short. Wilkins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Newsom moves to second. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Peck hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Peck reaches second base with a double. Newsom scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Farrell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Siebert for the out. Peck moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Estalella hits a line drive into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Dickshot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshot is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Dickshot hits a line drive into center field. Estalella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newsom fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a pop-up towards third. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greek George is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. George is 0 for 1 in the game. George takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Wilkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilkins hits a pop-up towards short. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a line drive into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 1 in the game. Grove hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Newsom hits a fly ball into left field. Dick Schott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 0 for 2 in the game. Schock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilkins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Siebert hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Estilella hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Athletics. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Dick Schott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Dickshott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hockett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. Michaels hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Greek George is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. George is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. George takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Wilkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Newsom hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilkins moves to second. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-3 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels fields it and throws to second for the out. Wilkins moves to third. Two outs. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Peck hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hockett who is chasing the ball. Peck reaches third base with a triple. Wilkins scores. Hall goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Athletics. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. Tresh strikes out. One out. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-2 in the game. Grove hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Estalella hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Athletics. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove juggles the ball. That's an error on Grove. Smith moves to third. Charlie Metro pinch runs for Mayo Smith. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-3 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Metro scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 7-1, Athletics. Greek George is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. George is 0-1 in the game. With two walks. George hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Wilkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkins is 0-3 in the game. Wilkins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Metro now playing left field. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 0-3 in the game. Schock hits a fly ball into left field. Metro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-3 in the game. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.